Okay, so today is Daf Chav Aleph. We're on Chav Amud Beis. So we got to finish saying that Rameir has a shita that you can be makna something that doesn't yet exist. You can be makna something shalom ba'olam. You have the right to do that. You can be makna shit to the Beis HaMikdash. So we said yesterday the case was, well, you promised when you got money, you're going to donate it. Now the Gemara, right, when you got money, you're going to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. I can't do that. Now Rameir says you can do that. Now, we're going to have the exact same bottom line, whether or not it can be makdish something that you don't own yet, on the following case. Hamashkir bayis l'chaveiro. You rent a house to a friend. So you have a landlord and a tenant. Right? The landlord and a tenant. V'tisnaga, and the house gets sarasit it. Right? The house gets sarasit it. You can't live in a house that's saras. So afal pi shecholto kohen, even though the kohen has quarantined the house, nobody can go in there now. Amar lo, the landlord could tell the tenant, Hareshel Chalafanecha. Okay, I don't have to provide you another apartment, another house to rent, because the house is still here. It's not knocked down yet. Okay, there's a two or three week quarantine period. I don't have to give you another house, says Rashi. Sha'amar Tamehu. Rashi says that the Kohen said the house is tummy. The omed linates. It's ready to be knocked down. We're just ordering the crane. Kol zman shlo netato, as long as it's not knocked down yet, amar lo maskir l'socher, the landlord says to the tenant, Hareshe l'cha l'fanecha. You have an apartment right here. The fact that you can't go in it, that's not my problem. The lo askir l'ch bayis acher, I don't have to provide you another apartment. Shaharei bayis sheskarti l'ch kayim, because the apartment I rented to you is right here. So that's first of all. Second of all, nitotzo, if they knock the house down, then chayiv l'hamad lo bayis. The landlord has to provide, the landlord has to provide the tenant with another place to live. Why? Because the house got knocked down. So Rashi says, listen to this Rashi, Chayiv maskir, the last Rashi on the page, Chayiv maskir lahamid bayis achal l'socher. The maskir, the landlord, has to provide another apartment for the tenant. D'mishum mazle d'maskirhu. Why'd the house get knocked down? It was the mazle of the landlord.
It's his house.
It's his house. Shenech ala gezel. He was suspected of stealing. O al tsaras ayin. Or he's very stingy. And therefore tsaras came to the house. Because before the house was still around. But it's a fair question. That doesn't concern us, that question. So first of all, the Aruch Meir asks, what about Lashon Hara? What does Rashi say? Well, with Gezel and Tzoras Ayin.
Oh.
Right? What about Lashon Hara? I think it's so the Aruch Meir says, we said that Lashon Hara, we had a few days ago, Lashon Hara comes for seven reasons. And these are the two of the seven. And Lashon Hara is the main one. We always think of Lashon Hara. There are other reasons. So the Aruch Meir says, you know what? Maybe, no one knows, maybe, that Lashon Hara is only on Lashon Hara you get Tzoras on yourself. What about on your house or your begotten? That's for the other six things that you could do to get saras. That's how Rashi says, for these things, they'll go in your house. Because as bad as saras ayin is, being stingy, being mean, whatever, it's not as bad as Lashon Hara. Even Gezel's not as bad. Lashon Hara's the worst. That's on you. On your other stuff, maybe for the other things. Interesting, Rashi, interesting shadow here. Anyway.
Why stinginess is
punished by... It doesn't mean stingy. It doesn't mean stingy. It means you look at everything with a bad eye.
Right, but my question is, the Midrash says that Saras came to houses because then they would knock them down and find...
It's a very good question.
I never got that.
No, we don't understand that.
Okay.
That's for, you have to ask a Rav to give a drush about that. Because that means Saras is a good thing.
Right.
It'll lead you to riches.
Yes.
So it's a good question. Okay, now, ready for this one? Hekdisho, what if the tenant donates the apartment to the Beis HaMikdash? Right, the tenant wants the Beis HaMikdash to get into the real estate business, so the tenant donates the apartment to the Beis HaMikdash, and now the Beis HaMikdash will pay rent to the Beis HaMikdash. Hekdisho, right? Rashi says, Kasol Kedadach Shadorbo Hekdisho. The tenant donates the apartment to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Hadorbo, So if you live in that apartment, malas chayla hektish. You give the rent to the hektish. Hektish is now the landlord. Ah! Hekdish or darbo, wait a minute. Hekdish or darbo, if you hechi monthi makdish lay, how on earth could the tenant donate that apartment to the basement? He doesn't own that apartment. He's donated the apartment. How can he do that?
He's not donating the apartment. He's donating the terms of the lease.
Ah, so one second.
What?
How can you do that?
How can you do that either?
The same way that you can give your lease on my store, I can maybe sublet. He's subletting it.
Okay, so
it still doesn't own it. That's right. It's not,
what do you mean? How can I'm going to give the rent? I have an apartment. I pay rent to him. Now I'm going to pay rent to you?
No, you got to pay
it. That makes sense. How
nobody's paying
you. No. Hadar bo, milas chayla hektish. You give the landlord, the tenant, now gives the rent to hektish. So the Gemara says, hadisho, hadar bo, how can the guy rent, how can the tenant be makdish department? How can he do that? Ish ki yaktish beso kodesh amrachmana. Ma beso birshuso. I've called birshuso. You can only donate what you own.
Right.
You can't donate what you don't own. I can't donate your store to the base of Mikdash. I don't own that store. So, hachi kamar, no, here's what it means. Hekdesho maskir. Hekdesho maskir. Now the landlord donated it. The landlord donated it. Hadarbo malas chayla hektish. And if you live there, you now pay the rent to hektish. The landlord did that. Okay? So what?
That makes more sense.
That makes more sense, except for one problem. Hekdesho maskir, hechi darbe. How can you live in there? The me'ilaka, you over me'ila. I can't live in a house that you donated to the Beis HaMikdash. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. You donate your car to the Beis HaMikdash. I can't drive that car. That car belongs to the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Anything you touch that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to touch it. You chayav me'ila. It's a very hard mesechta about all these parameters. That's the rule. What's just going on here?
No, but that's the purpose of how it's being done.
Oh, one second. V'su hamayla schar lehektish. If you pay rent to hektish, so kiven dima'albe, it's a catch 22. Now that I've been over me'ila, nafak le'schar l'chulim. The schar goes back to chulim. So it's a circle, it's a catch 22.
Wow.
Right? So Rashi says, the second line, Kolomar, mishenene betashmish habayis, when you benefit from the house, using the house, umal, and you over me'ila, because you live in that house, mat yatza habayis l'chulim. The house goes out to chulim. I don't know, Mati, if there's such a thing as that.
Yeah,
that basically is in the business of having apartments.
Yes, it is. It's the same exact thing. When you're talking about a me'ila item,
yeah,
it's talking about something that the base manager can use and you can use. And a base manager can use it also, but a base manager can rent it out. A base manager can use
a car.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So kididnan, like it says, me'ila ain mo'al achamal b'mukdashin el b'behema v'klisharis b'vad. Ah, except for a behema and a klisharis.
Correct.
Only behemoths and klisharis.
So that's usable items.
Correct. But what about a car or an apartment? So you know how to use that. Right?
No, I think you can.
The keren v'chomesh islay, you got lashlume, you got to pay a keren and a fifth, right? V'lo tzchar lehektish. V'lo tzchar, okay? T'chom midi dehektish, v'chimal bey, mafak l'chulin, v'chach me'ila, ein me'ila b'chol makom, el shinoi, me'ila means you change it, v'chein v'omer v'yimalu b'nei Yisrael, mal Hashem, fine. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, no, changing the case. The landlord did not donate the apartment to the Beis HaMikdash. That he didn't do that. Rather, the Amar he said, Lekishi Yavo Schara, when the guy pays me the rent, Yaktish, that I'll be donated to the Beis HaMikdash. As soon as the tenant gives me the rent for the month, I'll donate that rent to the Beis HaMikdash. Ay, Va'ena Damakdash Dava Shlo Balolam. He's not here yet. Amar of Mihuda, Amar Rav, Hamani Rav Meri, Amar Adamakdash Dava Shlobal Olam. Rav Meri says he could do it. Okay? Very good. Ikad Amri. Others say the exact same halacha on this following case. Amar Leir of Papa Labaya, Vamar Leir of Maril, Rav Chamal of Chista, Kiman Ker Meir, he's like Rav Meir, Amar Adamakdash Dava Shlobal Olam, that he could do that. Amar Leir El Kiman, but who else is it? It's not Rav Meir. In other words, it's Rav Meir. Okay? Good. Next.
Do we pass it like that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. What's the difference?
So like in the stock market, no?
What?
Any nafka mina between.
Like the stock market or something like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't know. Interesting. I don't know. Yeah.
Any nafka mina between the type of case here with the landlord and the rent.
Yeah.
Or we said that maybe you're going to say, I think the case yesterday was really, if there's a deal And you say, when the deal is, I get the money from the deal, the money goes to Bezdin, that's right. A double level loan. Or, let's say I say, I'm going to give the first baby from that account.
Right.
That's a much different double level loan.
Why? Why?
Why? Maybe Dennis have a kid.
I have a cow. The cow is not pregnant.
So
I'm going to say, when the cow has a baby, that's really much different than I rented my thing and say, when I say, when the child...
Why? The guy gets stiff you just like the cow's not going to have a baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Not the same thing at all.
No.
No. I'm in the middle of a business deal and I...
So in the Gemara's, they talk about this in much length. The Gemara, talk about all your cases. What if the cow's pregnant? And then you say it. Does that change anything?
Yeah. That's
right. So that's a whole discussion. Right.
That's less low, low, low.
Right. Exactly. So, chai v'erichin memashkin anoso. When it comes to paying erichin, we take a mashkin from you. In other words, you promise to give 50 shekel, your value. You're between 20 and 60, you promise to give 50 shekel. Bezdin says over the goons, no, where's the 50 shekel? I don't have it right now. I'll have it in a month from now. Not like the other cases where you're poor. You have it in a month from now. Bezdin says, that's fine, no problem. Right, we'll take your cell phone, your phone, which is worth $500. When you give the 50 shekel, we'll give you your phone back. Mamshikin also, they take a mashkin from you to make sure you pay. Right? Chai v'chatas v'chamos ein mamshikin also. If you owe a chatas or an asham, we don't take a mashkin. Why? Because you're a good person. Good, yeah. And you want to bring that chatas and asham right away to get a kapara, so you're not going to schlep. When it comes to paying money, you have a tendency to schlep. So they'll take your phone away, you shouldn't schlep. Chatas and asham, you're going to pay anyway. You're going to do it anyway. You don't have to, no reason to give you an incentive. You're going to do it anyway on your own. Chai ve'olos u'shlamim, when it comes to an ola or a shlamim, which are brought really for no reason, so you have an incentive to schlep. Mamshichin oso, memashkinin oso. We will take a mashkin from you. It says Rashi. Olos u'shlamim. Olos u'shlamim. Af al gaf. Now it says the word the shlamim, mekaperes a'aseh. It should be Ola. They changed it to an Ola. That's not true. A Shlom is not Mechaper on an Aseh. Even though an Ola is Mechaper on an Aseh, so did you want to run and get that Kaparis food as fast as possible? Ho'el v'lav chovahi ol aleha. It's not a chov on you. Lo chashiv le kapara v'asi la'ashuye. It's not really like a kapara, and therefore you have a tendency to schlep and delay, therefore we'll take a mashkin. Hilkach mashkin and oso. Therefore we'll take a mashkin from you. Okay? FLP, even though she'ein mischaper lo ad sheyisratze, even though you don't get a kapara until you want to bring it, shenemar, like it says, lirtzono, has to be on your ratzon. So if you took my cell phone away, if we can't live without a cell phone today, right? You took it away from me, I have to bring that carbon. It's not really on my own free will. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, right? Kofenoso ad shiomi rotzani will beat you up until you say, I want to do it. I really want to give that carbon. You squeeze me and squeeze me, I'll do it. V'chein ato omer v'gitei noshim, so the bagitin. A get has to be given by the free will of the husband. So they make him an offer he can't refuse. And it's on his free will of the husband. Kofenoso ad shiomi rotzani.
Put your name in the paper.
What? Exactly, do worse things than that. Until you say, I want to do it. Right? And there's a famous Rambam, which you have to read the Rambam inside. And the Rambam says, Misha takvo yetzahara. Someone whose yetzahara overpowers him. Levatel mitzvah. Not to do a mitzvah. Olasas aveira. To do an aveira. Vehuka. And you hit you. Ad she'asar davar shechayev lasoso. And we hit you until you do what you're supposed to do. O ad she'nisrachek midavar she'asar lasoso. Or you stay away from what you're not supposed to do. Enze onos mimenu. That's not considered an onis. Right, I built that sukkah for ones. Why? They forced me to. I told you, there was a guy, my brother had a friend, his father refused to put up a sukkah. He wouldn't do it. They live in Flatbush. He would not put up a sukkah. He didn't care. So the kids had to do it. A 10-year-old kid putting up a sukkah, his father wouldn't put up a sukkah. But Bezman based on Mikdash, Bezman would force him to put up a sukkah. They give him an offer he can't refuse, and they force him to. Is that an ones? No, it's not an ones, says the Rambam. Ela hu ones atmo b'day tohara. No, he was ones himself with his bad thoughts. Lefikach, zeh she'eino rotzeh l'garish, the guy doesn't want to give a get to his wife. He has it all the time. The guy won't miss minyan, but a get to his wife he won't give. And all cheshbonos, why he's doing the right thing, right? So, me'achashu rotzeh l'yos b'yisrael, well, he wants to be Jewish, right? It's not saying he's not being a Jew. He wants to be a Jew. Rotzeh l'asos kol mitzvot l'zvachim ben averos. He wants to do what's right and stay away from what's wrong. We're just helping him along with that desire of his.
Isn't
right?
that same concept that we always use that inside?
Correct.
Every Jew
that's what the Rambam says. The Yitzra who should talk foe. It's the Yitzhahara that's overpowering you. Okay. V'kivan shehuka, we're going to beat him up. Ad shetoshash Yitzro, until his Yitzhahara gets weaker, and his body also gets weaker. Everything gets weaker. V'omer rotani, I want to do it. All right, fine. You convinced me that I want to do it. Ukvar Nig Garash Litzono, so that when he gives her the get finally, it's on his own free will. Look at that. Right? Okay. So Amar of Papa, Rav Papa says, so Pa'amim sometimes Shikhai Vechatas Mash Kidozo. Sometimes Vechatas will also gonna take a mashkin from you. Why? Because you have incentive to schlep. And Vechaive Olos ain't a mashkin also. And sometimes by an ola, we won't take a mashkin because you have no intent to schlep. You're in a big rush. What's the cases? Chai v'chatas ma'mashkin also, b'chatas nazir. By a chatas nazir. That when a nazir finishes his nazirus, he has to bring a bunch of karbanos. He has to bring three karbanos. An ola, a chatas, and a shlamim. Right? Kiva de amar mar. Since we said, im gilach al achas mishlashton yotza, you have to bring a chatas, ola, and asham. Once you bring one of those karbanos already in Naziris is really over. Once you bring one of the three, now you can go take a shave and you can go back, right? You can go back to having wine. So v'im nizrak olav echem and adamim, and once you sprinkle one of the dams of one of the three, hutar anazir lishtos yayin l'tam alamesim. He can go back to drinking wine and going, but no more. So pasha bevel amaisi. So what's the incentive to bring the chatas? I'm already not anazir anymore. I finished. So he's going to schlep. So for that, we'll take out mashkin from him. Right? Chai ve'olos ein mashkin oso. And when by chai ve'olos won't we take a mashkin? Because you're going to have incentive to bring it anyway. But olos, you'll have this. By a woman who had a baby. Why? My niyu, what's that talking about? My niyu, the akhtim ekra. Because the Torah says that you have to bring a woman, when she has a baby, has to bring an ola and a chatas. And the ola comes first. So she's going to bring it. She doesn't want to remain in Tumah state, and she can't go to the base of Mikdash, and she can't eat kachim. What if she's, you know, she doesn't want to do that. So she'll bring it right away. So I'll take a mashkin from her. Even though it's an ola, and the ola normally, but this is different. Says the Gemara, no. V'amar Rava, l'mikvah hekdima kasev. The Pasuk wrote it first. That doesn't mean you have to bring it first. The Pasuk wrote it first. So if no right, there's no chiyuv to bring it first. So he'll bring the chatas, and he'll never bring that ola. So therefore we should take a mashkin from you. Ella, you're right. But olas mitzora, we're talking about olas mitzora. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baruch Omer, Mishum kishem shechatasu v'ashamo ikavto. So it's like a chatas and an asham is ma'akiv you, doesn't end your tzoras. Kach olaso ikavto. So too your ola doesn't end. Your tzoras doesn't end until you bring the ola. So you're going to bring it anyway. Because you want to be mitzvah anymore. They're already talking about you. How much Lashon Hara you spoke. You want to get out of that life. So you'll bring the ola right away. Not have to delay. You don't have to take a mashkin from you for that. Okay. Next, afal pi she'ein mischaper lo ashi yitzratza. Tan rabbanon. So now we're going to bring up something like this. Yakriv oso. A guy brings a carbon, right? Malame chikofen oso. If he promises to bring a carbon, we'll force him to bring a carbon. Yachal ba karcho. Maybe against his will. Tamalama. Can't force him against his will. Tamalama lo tono. You have to bring a carbon lo ratzon. Okay, then how do you force somebody to do it with their will? You force him until he says, I want to do it. Okay? Now, you have to keep track the name. One second. Okay, you have to keep track now. It's not hard. It's just complicated because there's 10 people now. Right? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel is the first person that talks. He says, Ola tzricha das. Ola requires das. Shinemar lirtsono. Maka mashmalon. What do you mean Ola needs das? What, a guy stumbles into the base of the Mikdash half drunk and brings an Ola? What does that mean he needs das? Of course he needs das. Maka mashmalon. Tanina. Afal pi she'ein mitzchapelo achi yitzratze shinemar lirtsono. Even though you have to have for your will. Lo tzricha deparish le chavrei. The case is, my friend's bringing it for me. He knows I have to bring an ola. He knows I'm tight. He'll bring it for me. So does he have to tell me he brought it for me? Says Shmuel, ola tzvichadas. He's got to tell me. Right? Rashi says, Shahayadeh Chayev Ola, right? This one's Chayev and Ola. So Reuven's going to bring an Ola for Shimon. Reuven's going to bring an Ola for Shimon. The Kamar Shmuel, the Inan Shiyodeh Samaschaper. You got to tell Shimon. You got to tell Shimon, by the way, I know you're Ola and Ola. It's on me. It's on me. He's the one who's getting the kapara, whatever the promise. He has to bring an Ola. Shimon, Reuven's bringing it for Shimon. So Reuven has to call Shimon up and tell him, by the way, I'm bringing the kapara. Tell me, don't worry about it. It's my pleasure. Okay? If he doesn't know that, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't help. Right? Ma'u detema, I would have thought, ki bo'inon das midideh, that the one who's bringing it has to know he's bringing it. Aval midechavrei lo, but he doesn't have to, Reuven's bringing it for Shimon, right? So Reuven knows he's bringing it, but it's for Shimon. Does he have to tell Shimon? I would think he doesn't have to tell him. Kamash Malan comes to the head, he does. Why does he? Why does he have to tell him? Because Zimnan de l'licha l'chap emidid l'avdi day. Because maybe Shimon doesn't want Reuven to bring a carbon for him. Maybe people don't want other people to do things for them like this, like a gift like that. He doesn't want that. He wants to bring it himself, right?
But he can't afford it.
What?
But we're saying he can't afford it or he can't bring it.
What? Then he'll wait until he has the money. But he doesn't want a handout like that. So I would have thought he doesn't want a handout like that. Comes along with him, Shmuel, you got to tell him. You got to tell him. If you don't tell him, it doesn't work. Right? Okay?
Can somebody give you a gift, Bal Karka?
No. Because it's Kenyan, but here it's not a gift really, because he's bringing it for you. I want to give you a gift. But I don't want to take it.
Shmuel,
I can't force
Shmuel
you.
Shmuel owes money to Levi.
Right?
Can Chaim give Levi the money for Shmuel?
Yes. Yes.
Even if
I think generally yes. Yes. So maybe Karbonos is different because there's a mitzvah involved. So he doesn't want to do it himself. He's tight right now. Okay. So next month it'll be better. So you hear what's going on? So Reuven has to tell Shimon he's bringing carbon for him. Shmuel started off by saying he has to bring a carbon bedas. So of course I have to bring a carbon bedas. What does that mean? Of course. No shiloh about that. What does that mean? He has to bring a carbon bedas. So the answer is, no, it's not that you're bringing it for someone else. Right? Fine. What did Shmuel say? You bring a carbon for someone else, you have to tell him. May say, one second. There's a brisa that says, chataso v'ashamo shall ploni alai. If someone says, I'm going to bring a chatas and the asham of Shimon, Reuven says, ploni owes a chatas and an asham, it's on me. Alai, it's on me. Lodas yotza. If I tell Shimon, it's good. Shalola das lo yatza. So far, this has nothing to do with our story. Here we go. Olaso ushlamov shal ploni alai. The ola, or the shlamim of ploni, I'll pay. Bein ladas, bein shalola das yatza. Whether you tell Shimon about it, or you don't tell Shimon about it, it works. Shmuel said, you have to tell him. This price says, you don't have to tell him. Tasha. Amalach Shmuel, no. Ki Tanya Hahi, that Brisa was talking about. Bishas Kapara. I don't have to tell him when I'm bringing it. That I don't have to tell him. The Irti Bishas Afrasha. I have to tell him when I bought it. Right? Ki Kamina Ana Bishas Afrasha. It's not a stira. Shmuel says, I have to tell Shimon, I bought an ola for you, it's on me. Do I have to tell him the day I'm bringing it? No. Right? That I don't have to tell him. The Brisa said, when you buy an ola for somebody, you don't have to tell him. Yeah, you don't have to tell him the day you bring it. You have to tell him you're doing it. Oh, thank you so much. When are you bringing it? I don't know, maybe next week sometime. All right, fine, thank you, excellent. I have to tell him, oh, by the way, here I am, at the base of Mikdash, I'm at the base of Mikdash right now, I'm bringing you a carbon for you, excellent.
Common courtesy.
That you don't have to tell him. But you have to tell him that you did it for him. By the way, it's on me. So it's not a stira. They're both talking about, you have to tell him, b'shas hafrasha. I'm in the store right now, I'm buying kabbonis for myself, it's on me. That you have to tell him. When you actually bring it, you don't have to tell him that. So it's not a stira. Okay? Upligi de Ula. Ula, who's by the way in Amora, argues on Shmuel. He can't argue on the Brisa, Ula. Not allowed to. But he argues on Shmuel. The Amar Ula. Ula said, lo chilku ben chatos l'ola. There's no difference between a chatos and an ola. Ella, shechatos tzrichadas b'shas hafrasha. For ola ain't tzrichadas b'shas hafrasha. No, you don't have to tell him b'shas hafrasha. Aval, b'shas kapara. But you have to tell him b'shas kapara, right? Avol b'shas kapara, but by kapara, idi v'idi l'das yotza, shelo l'das lo yotza, right? So according to Ula now, Ula says just the opposite. You have to tell him when you bring it, you have to tell him, by the way, I'm at the base of this right now, I'm online, I'm next online, and I'm bringing a carbon for you.
So isn't that against the, you said you can't argue against the Braisa, isn't it?
Well, the Braisa just said you have to inform him, didn't say when. Shmuel says, b'shas afrosha, and Ula says, b'shas bringing it, b'shas kapara, right? The Braisa was vague.
Is Shmuel really saying that you have to tell him then specifically? It's much more familiar than specifically then, but maybe it's just a chiv to let the guy know. At any point along the line, just let the guy know.
Right, exactly. That's what Shmuel says. So you have to let him know. Anytime.
Like it could be when even you buy the carbon.
Oh, the Gemara's going to entertain that in a
minute.
The Gemara's going to entertain that in a minute. Maybe he's not arguing with Ula. The Gemara's going to entertain that in a minute. Excellent. Meisve, one second. Before we get to that, there's another Braisa. The Braisa says, one second. There's a kash on both of them. There's a braisa that says chataso va'ashamo va'olaso, both. Now we have both chatas. Oh, the key is ola here. Vishlamov shalploni or shlamov shalploni. Alai alai is on me. Lodas yatza shalo lodas lo yatza. If you tell him it's good, and if you don't tell him it's not good, so why is that a kasha? Both hold Shmuel and Ula. Both hold. You have to tell him. This braisa said. Oh, by the way, you have to tell him. Shmuel Mukila b'shas hafrasha. Shmuel will hold it means at the time of the hafrasha. Ula Mukila b'shas kapara. And Ula will say it means when you're bringing it. Not a theory at all. It's not a kash at all. Right? Now, what the first braisa say? The first braisa we started off this kasha was, right? Meisei, chatat alai, l'daz yatza, shlo das lo yatza, alai, l'daz ben l'daz yatza. The first braisa said that an ola and a shlamav of ploni, bein ladas, bein shelo ladas is good. Even if you don't tell him, it's good. Second braisa said you got to tell him sometime. So Omer of Papa, masnisan adadi, lo kashin. That's not a kasha either. It's not a kasha. These two braisas are not associated with each other. Ha b'shas kapara, ha b'shas hafrasha, right? So, one's talking about Hafrasha, one's talking about Shas Kapara. Okay, finish with you, Rashi. So Rashi says, it's like the fourth skinny line. Masnisan adadu lo kashin. Ha diktani le'el. What we said on the top of the page, on the top line of Amid Beis over here. Shalo, ha diktani le'el, Allah su shalom, shalom, poni, alai. Bein das, bein shalom, das yatza. It sounds like you don't have to tell him. That's not a kasha. Vahach, b'raisa diktani. Bekulu shalom, das lo yatza. And the second b'raisa said, if you don't tell him, you're not yotze. Lo kasha not done. That's not a kasha. Chada b'shas kapara. V'chada b'hafrasha. One was talking about shas hafrasha. And one was talking about shas kapara. In other words, you got to tell him at some point. So when it says you didn't tell him, it's at the other point. At some point, you didn't tell him. But at some point, you have to tell him. And the b'raisa said you have to tell him. That's at some point. Right? And what would Ula and Shmuel argue? They'll argue on what that point is. Because one said hafrasha, one said kapara. So nothing's a kasha here. Right? Right? Not a problem. Back to the Gemara. Shmuel mukila b'shas hafrasha, Ula mukila b'shas kapara. Oh, I'm sorry. Amar papa. The two braces are not so to each other. Ha b'shas kapara. Ha b'shas hafrasha. One's talking about shas kapara. One's talking about shas hafrasha. Now, are Ula and Shmuel arguing? Ula said b'shas kapara. Shmuel said shas hafrasha. Are they arguing? Sounds like they are arguing. Says the Gemara, maybe they're not arguing. Maybe Josh is right. V'amaroi nami lo kasha. They're not arguing either. It's not a kasha. Shmuel muki b'kamaisa b'shas kapara. Shmuel, the top braisa that said you don't have to inform him. How's Shmuel going to learn that braisa? Yeah, b'shas kapara, you don't have to inform him. No, b'shas kapara, I don't have to, because I informed him already, b'shas hafrasha. Braisa, b'shas hafrasha. And the braisa that said you have to inform him is talking about shas hafrasha. Ula mukila ibcha, and Ula will say the exact opposite. Amaroi vaday pligi. So aren't the Amaroi arguing? Ula said you have to let him know shas kapara, and Shmuel said you have to let him know b'shas hafrasha. So aren't they arguing? Says the Gemara, maybe not. Pshita, of course they're arguing. No? Ula shechas kapara, and Shmuel shechas afrasha. Maldatema, I would have thought, my shas afrasha, tika amar Shmuel. When Shmuel said shas afrasha, what he meant was, af shas afrasha, even shas afrasha, and like what Josh said, and Ula really, and Shmuel really holds, you can let him know at any time. You can let him, what if you let him know after shas afrasha? It's no good, according to Shmuel. It's any time. Even though that won't make sense, fitting in his Shmuel's words in the Brisa above, and Rashi has a whole long Rashi explaining why that's true. It won't make sense because we just said the top Brisa said that Olav Ashlamov Shalploni Bein Ladas Bein Shlomo Das Yotza. So how is that going to fit with Shmuel? Okay, it doesn't make a difference. Even still, I might have argued that Kamashlan is not true, and Shmuel holds only Shas Afrasha. And Ula holds only Shas Kapara. Right? Fine.
Is there a svar for why each one holds what they hold?
So we said that it was for Shmuel, we said, because the guy could say, I don't want your gift. Thank you, but no thank you. I want to do it myself.
So it's not okay.
By Ula, it's too late already. He says, I'm next 5 minutes, I'm bringing a chattis for you. So, well, I want to do it myself. So it sounds like it, you know? So I don't know. I was wondering, but what if the guy says, I don't want you to do it for me? I'm ready. They're already bringing the animal to the Mizbeach. It's too late. I can't stop them. I don't know what a svar is, really. You know, it was a difficult svar. What do you mean you don't want it to do? So people have a thing in their head. I really want to do it myself. I'm saving up money. In another few weeks, I'll have the money. I really want to do it myself. I want to do it myself. I hear that. Guy wants to do a mitzvah himself. Doesn't want a handout. I hear that. So he gives him a chance. You got to tell him at some point. Let him say, oh, thank you so much. What a friend you are. And let him say, you know what? You're such a good friend, but I really want to do it myself. That I get. That Ula says, no, you only have to tell him when you're bringing it. What is the guy says, I don't want to do it. I want to do it myself. Ula doesn't give him a chance. I'm not sure what Ula's svar is. You know? I'm not sure what his svar is.
This has nothing to do with Erechin,
right? Half the Mesech has nothing to do with Erechin.
That's why it's called Erechin.
So by Erechin, you have to take a security, because since it's a donation, the guy's not in a rush. He's going to dray around. Slap around. So we take a mask from him. Take your cell phone away, you'll bring that carbon. Right? You'll donate that money. So by chatos, there's no maskin because the guy's going to bring it anyway. He wants to get a kapara.
Anybody can
bring
it for him.
What?
It's not going to work unless you do it.
No, but you can schlep.
I know, but once...
No, the reason is because of kapara.
Correct, because it's kapara.
Because the guy wants a kapara right away. So when somebody, I'm going to bring a shlomim. Why am I going to bring a shlomim? I got a promotion. When am I going to bring it? I don't know, I'll bring it.
So who cares?
Exactly. So for that, we take a mashkin from you. We don't want you to do that. It'd be like that.
But he said it has to do with an asham.
Asham's thrown in. Asham's thrown in. Yeah. So now the case was, can you bring it for someone else? Okay. So that's how it started. You want to bring a cover for someone else? You're allowed to. You have to let the guy know. One day you have to let him know, it's a machlokas. Okay, next. V'chein, where are we? V'chein gite nashim kofin. By gay also, you also have to what's it called?
Force him,
right. Amar of Sheshes, listen to this. Haiman de Matsu Moda Gita, Moda Moda Moda. If somebody gives a get, and he writes a statement that says, I was forced to give this, it was not given by Karcha. We believe him, and the get's not a get. Right?
So what is it? He writes that this was given by
Karcha? Yes.
He was forced to write this thing.
What? No, they didn't beat him up.
Yeah.
They didn't beat him up.
What's not
they mean? Didn't get the good out of him yet.
Well, the guy says, I'm going
to... What do you mean? Happens all the time today. They threaten him. There was a whole problem with the get law. They made a law in New York State that if you don't give a get, it's going to be cheshbon on your divorce, on your property rights.
What's enough mean?
So there's force. You forced me to give a get.
What's enough mean between beating you up and forcing you a different way?
Sorry, because he says, okay, I'll do it Baratzen. He says, I'm doing it Baratzen. Here he says, I'm not doing it Baratzen. You know why I'm doing it? Because he's squeezing me. Not Baratzen. I don't want to lose money, so I'll give the get. That's not a get. He has to say, I'm doing it by my own free will. Yeah, the guy's on top of me with a gun to my head, so it's on my own free will. But if he doesn't say that, it's not a get. So he writes a statement, this is not a get. I'm being forced to give it. So we believe him. That right? So pshita. Pshita, it's obvious, no? He wrote a statement, it's not my own free will. They're forcing me. Pshita, it's obvious. No, Lord Smicha, listen to this. That's so, he gave the get, and he says, you know what? I'm better off without that woman in my life. I want that to be a good get. So first he wrote that, and then he wants to retract it. You hear this? Daso, v'irtzi. And now he says, you know what? It's fine without her. Let her stay there by her mother. It's fine without her. I don't need her. Maladetema, I would have thought, betule batle, so you're mevatel your objection. Right. You're mevatel your objection. I objected to it. That wasn't my own free will. They forced me. Right. Now you're much better off. So I'm going to be mevatel your objection. You can't do that. The imkain, kamashalon, the imkain, lithni, let's see, it should say achayitain. My achayomar, the mevatel le momada, you have to mevatel it straight out. Okay.
Or you give another
right. Exactly. Hajjan Allah, one second. It should have said, Achiyitain. My, the Mishnah said, Achiyomar Rotani, Admavata Lilamoda. Fine. Hajjan Allah, Omer Mishkali, Hajjan Allah, Omer Mishkali, Hajjan Allah, Omer Mishkali. Next, Mishnah. So we know that sometimes you have to pay the debts of another. A Yasam has to pay the debt of his father. So, Shum Hayisomim Shloshim Yom. They will sign how much his father owed $1 million to somebody. And the father left property. And it's a shtar, so it's a milva b'shtar. And the Yorshim owe the money. So the Yorshim have $1 million. But the Yorshim own property that the father left them as an inheritance. So they're going to sell the property and pay off the debt. So what do? For 30 days, they'll have like a showing of the property. For 30 days. Shum Yisomim Shloshim Yom. For 30 days, people can come check out that property to get the best price. Shum Hektish, Shishim Yom. But the Hektish will make 60 days. Why 60 days? Because Hektish always has the upper hand. Right. They want to give them a lot of time. People should see that property, want to buy it. Because what does Hektish do with property? They're not in the property business. They're in the Beis HaMikdash business. So they're going to sell the property and make money. Umazkirin, Baboker, Uba Erev. And you announce it in the morning and at night. Maishna, Boker, Uba Erev. Right, every time in Shul, after Shacharis. By the way, Beis HaMikdash has some property to go look at. Every morning they'll announce it. By morning and at night. Boker, my shna, boker, uba erev. Why by morning and at night? So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. It sounds like so posh at why.
Yeah, it's a white
B'shas hotzas polim. And the workers are returning from work. The workers are returning from work. Stop off at shul, catch a little mincha, maybe myriv, and they'll hear, I didn't hear that in the morning. I was in a rush. I went to the other minyan. I didn't go to minyan that morning. I was in a rush. I had to go to a meeting. Right? And then, Ubishas Hachnazas Polim, and then same thing in the morning. Guys come to Shachris in the morning, they don't make it to Meir, they're late, whatever it is. So you catch people at both times, right? Bishas Hachnazas Polim, when the workers are coming home, Dika Denicha Lemezabin, someone's interested in some money, and some buying something, Amalei Lepolim will say, Izilu, Sairule, Nahale, go check out the property. Bishas Hachnazas Polim, in the morning, I think Bishas Hachnazas Polim means the morning, right?
Yeah.
The nidkar v'amrile nezel l'shalino. You remind people, there's a property for sale. So you catch people when they're coming, when they're going, and hopefully the property will have an interest, and they'll get the best price. Tanya namihachi, you have a similar vaisa. Shum ha'yisomim, shloshim yom. Shum hektish, shishim yom. Right, shisom is 30 days, hektish is 60 days. U'matzkirim b'boku v'erev, b'shas v'tzos polim, b'shas v'tzos polim. When people go to work, you announce it. People come home from work, you announce it. Amar, Sada Ploni Bisimone Uba Mitzare. These are the simanim of this property. Here are the boundaries. Kachi Yafa. This is what it's an excellent property. It's next door to what's his name. You know, it's fantastic. Kachi Shuma. Here's what it's worth. Kalarote Likach Bovo Yavovika. Anyone interested in buying it, come take a look and come buy it. Listen to this. Almanas Litain Liisha Biksuva. And you announce. By the way, you know why we're selling this property? Because we got to pay off that guy's Ksuva. The guy died. And he never paid the wife the Ksuva. You got to pay the ksuva. So we're going to sell the property and pay the ksuva. You say that. The guy died. He owed $1 million. He has $9 million. We're going to sell the property.
I'm saying that. Who says that? The son of the
business? No, whoever's announcing. Bezdin. They'll announce. We know why we're selling this property over here on Peninsula Boulevard. We're selling it because the guy owed money. We're selling it because the guy owed a ksuva. Why are we doing that? Lomali lememar, almanas, litain, leisha, ksuvasa, ulbalchov, b'chovo. Why are you saying that? Because the ikka de nichale bebalchov de mekal bezuze. What does that mean? De mekal bezuze. Because he thinks he'll get a cheap price.
No, the ikka bezuze, he accepts.
Right. He's not, because the balchov, the balchov is not going to be makbid on what kind of currency he gets. Or he just wants to get paid. He's afraid he's never going to get paid.
Yeah, but that means you're causing a fire sale.
Correct. Right. Correct.
But then you're not getting the better price.
I know. It's a good point. That's what we're going to talk about that tomorrow. The Ika, the Nichol Isha, and somebody's very excited to know that, you know what this is being paid? It's being paid for a ksuva. I don't have to pay that woman right away. D'shakle al yad al yad. I'll pay her slowly off. I'll pay her off slowly, right? Not to pay everything in one shot.
Definitely.
Right. Rashi says, porta porta. A little by little, I'll pay her book. V'ika lokeach, d'nichale lepro al bachov, d'meik al bezuze, shenot al zuzim, shavurim, v'chaserim. You get broken currency, torn currency. She'ein derech tzchok and makpidim b'kach. Because I'm achmed on that. I'm achmed on that. So, yeah, it seems like it's benefiting the buyers. This seems like to be benefiting the buyers, right?
Yeah, don't worry about it. Hector's not taking that.
Hector's not taking that, those deals, no. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.